Hello. Glitz and Glamour, it's your host, Model Angela.
And Houston Riri, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Hi, everyone.
So,
how does it work?
How's everybody? How, oh, girl, let me see.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good today. I had a really good day. Nobody pissed me off.
Whoop.
I don't think, even though one person in my job was doing a whole bunch of extra ass talking, but I wouldn't.
Wait, you don't think?
No, I don't think I did, you know. You kind of lose track after you curse so many people out of your life.
Oh, ain't that something? Hey, I'm not that bad.
No, you're not.
That's just wonderful. I'm not the crazy one.
No, we didn't say all that, baby girl.
I'm not the crazy one, girl.
Anywho, moving right along. Let's carry on. Let's continue. Because we don't have time for her negativity and foolishness.
Wait a minute. We're just stating the facts, man. Stating the facts, okay?
So did anybody, did you watch Love & Hip Hop yesterday?
And I was supposed to watch it before I got on this little show. Not this little show, but, you know, this show. And that didn't happen because what happened was my child lost my phone. So I had to find it before the show started. So, no, I didn't catch up. Sorry, people.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first half. I watched the ending because I got off of work, you know, like right when it comes on. So I only catch, like, the second half of the show. And the bad part about it is, I was like, okay, well, forget it. I'll just sit here and, you know, watch whatever come on so I don't change the channel. Forget to watch it again and miss it. Uh-huh. So I'm watching. I watched that stupid-ass after party. That's so dumb. And then, T.I., the Family Hustle people, that came on.
Uh-huh.
I completely gave up. I just gave up. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to find out today what happened on the beginning of the show. But I will tell you this. I'm praying to all the gods that Kirk was not in that hotel room when she looked through that door, bro. Because it looked like it was about to go down. And if he was just acting, at least they, like, starting to make it more interesting because Rashida and Kirk were so boring at first. But now, I actually want to see them because it'd be kind of funny. It'd be really kind of funny.
But, Erica linked on that door frame, like, whoever opened this door finna get knocked the fuck out. Like, she was gonna put all her weight into that punch.
No. When she talk about, I'm not letting you in your room, she's talking about, shut up.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, how you get puffed like that in your hotel room? Like, how do you allow such a thing to happen to you? How do you let somebody do you like that?
Yeah, that's just. But Rashida and Kirk, like, Rashida, it's like, girl, when is enough enough? When are you going to walk away from that?
That's why, like, I think it's a fake type of deal with them. Because I don't think she would put up with that type of shit in real life. Like, she's too pretty for that. I know some insecure pretty people, but no. I don't think she's one of those.
Yeah, I think, I just feel like.
To me, I feel like she knows her worth, and she know, like, if it was real, she'd get the fuck off.
Yeah, I'm like, what woman is going to sit around for all of that? I know we take some things, you know, because we do. But all of that in the whole world to know, like, the whole world was looking at you as a dumb. Like, the only reason why we letting you make it is because we feel like it's fake. But, girl, bye. I'm going to need you to get your life. Miss, ain't she sang that bubblegum song? Or some song? What song she sang?
Oh, yeah, that was her song. The Chillin' with Bubblegum. Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay,
then I want to see Deb and Kalina getting into it because Kalina tried to play Deb and Deb just went off on her. I can't wait to see it, y'all. It's going to be so good.
Oh, yeah, I wish I'd watched it.
It's about to be good. And then.
You should have watched it. Damn.
What's her name? Tammy. What's that little boy name? Deb's son. Waka Flocka. His wife confronts Kalina about the whole situation. So I'm like, shit's getting good. The shit is that's getting good.
She was about to be getting a quick little check because that ain't got shit to do with her.
Yeah. Now, one character on Love & Hip Hop I don't understand is her name Jessica Diamond from Miami,
yeah.
The girl with the pink hair?
What's her name?
She is just so extra to me. Like, when she was on the after party, her thing was, he was like, he talks about the whole situation with her and, what's his name? Jocelyn. Or whatever, and she was just like, she telling people that she don't know me. You know me. Like, does it matter? Like, if I know you, do I have to tell people, oh, I know her? For what?
Yeah.
If I don't fuck with you, why does it matter if I tell people I know you or not? Why? Are you trying to use Jocelyn to be relevant? Because I don't get it, why you feel like it's necessary for people to know that Jocelyn knows you.
Yeah.
Like, why? Is it because you out here saying you know Jocelyn? And she got you looking stupid, being like, I don't know you. No, but Jocelyn did say, I know her, but I don't fuck with her. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And
then, Jocelyn, she tried to say Jocelyn did this and the third time. That's when I was like, yeah, and she did this. Like, okay, bitch, and?
That's why.
That was the icing.
Jocelyn do not be lying on nothing.
She don't give a damn if she do be embarrassed by it. Oh, well, yep, sure did. But that's 100. You know, she real. She can do some shit like that, though.
Yes, she is. Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell y'all what today's topic is. Well, it's not really a topic. It's more like a let's talk vent session. So, you know, hey, it's pretty much like all that little shit that's been eating away at your nerves, get that shit off your chest because you can't really live your life like you want to. What I let on your chest, just let it go. Sometimes you just need to vent. So, tonight.
So call in, goddamn it, we are here. We will give advice. We will talk shit. We will talk about you and the person you're talking about. Come on. Yes. So enter at your own risk. No, I'm just kidding. But do please
just
call and share.
Just kidding.
Just kidding about what?
We're not going to talk about you. We're not.
Not behind your back. I'm just kidding.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Because you might be doing something that might be getting on my nerves. I might tell you while we're on the phone. But, you know, it's to your face and not behind your back.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
mm-hmm.
Other news. Did y'all hear about the new evidence with the whole Bill Cosby situation?
No. What happened, girl?
Now it's pretty much like an older case that he had, and during the case, it was the same, you know, sexual harassment, or not sexual harassment, the, what they calling this shit? Rape, pretty much, but
mm-hmm.
It was just saying how in the last that he had in the whole trial and everything they were going through that he did admit to giving women drugs with the intent to have sex with them. And, you know, some of the information was, like, pretty much, like, protected with the whole settlement. And they settled out of court. So nobody knows what that other information is. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now everybody is like, so this nigga pretty much admitted that he did that. But I don't know. That's not cool, Bill. It's not cool.
It ain't. It really, really ain't. So I wonder how his, I guess the people that's on the show with him, like how they taking it.
Huh?
The people that was on the show with him, I wonder like how they're taking it.
Like,
you know, they probably
just. A lot of people were defending him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jill Scott was one of the main people. She was like, until you can give me, you know, like solid evidence, I can't, you know, just side with you and be against him. But then yesterday, after all this came out, she pretty much changed her views on it. She was like, how could you? I stood behind you, and I'm so hurt and stuff. So,
she hurt, nigga. She ain't do it to you. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I think she's more so hurt at the fact, you know, that it happened, like it was actually true. because, you know, she believed him as being someone that she idolized growing up and coming up in the business.
All of us, yep, we all did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I mean, I can feel on that. I would probably be how it is.
Because I was like, they just trying to take the only positive black man, not the only positive, but they just trying to take one of our positive black men and da da da. You know, I was all on that. But I mean, I wasn't just ranting and raving about it a lot anyway because I wasn't there. I don't know what that man did, but I see him in a positive light and I wanted to keep that image. But, you know, it's gone now. It's crazy. It is so crazy. Well,
that's funny.
The lady done shot down one of our popular black men. Come on, brother. Somebody got to see the spot now.
What else is in the news right now? Oh, the guy from, I want to say FSU, who punched a girl in a bar. And now he's suspended off the team.
Oh, I'm almost.
And supposedly she was like, you know, with the whole racial slurs of this and that, and she hit him a few times, and then I guess like the one time he popped her ass back.
Don't fight no man if you know you can't beat him up.
Like, I think that law is very, very, very one-sided.
Mhm.
And I don't think it's fair to men because I don't think it's okay that you get to just knock the shit out of a man all day, every day. And the one time
he can't
he,
just sit you on your ass.
Yeah. And he, I mean, I feel like if you continue hitting the motherfucker in the face, they have every right
to
hit
your
ass
back.
Like, in real life. I'm not going to be hitting on nobody and expect not to get hit. So, like, keep your hands to yourself. And it's just that simple. And a lot of
people,
you know, hitting people, hitting males, that's a lot of women hitting males because they have that whole, you can't hit me back thing in mind, or you going to jail, which I feel like that's not fair. Like, why he can't call the laws on her ass for hitting him? And then when you do call the laws, they look at you like you're stupid and nothing happens. So I just, everything about it is unfair to me. I'm not promoting, you know, men beating on women, but I damn sure not promoting women instead of hitting on men expecting not to get hit back.
Not to get knocked on their goddamn feet.
I guess y'all ain't never played make a lick, take a lick when y'all was growing up, huh?
Okay. If you'd play some open chest, your ass probably would be hitting a nigga. You realize, oh, he can hit hard, bitch. You can dance to yourself.
You don't have to hit somebody. You getting hit back.
Hell yeah. did y'all hear about the guy? I just heard about it at work today. The 21-year-old guy that put the, strapped the firecracker to his head and lit it and killed himself. I don't know if his intentions was to kill himself or he was just being, what they call it, a jackass type of thing and decided to do it and it turned out wrong. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
they
I
think
like
the guy who plays football, he had a firecracker incident and pretty much like blew off three of his fingers.
Yeah, he played for
the Giants. When I was little.
He played for the Giants, you said?
Yeah.
I was hoping that that story was not real because that's crazy. Like, three fingers, y'all? That's like a $60 million deal?
They actually snatched his extended guarantee money. They took that from him, and he hasn't even signed his franchise tag yet, so we won't even. So right now, he's basically not in the contract on the team.
Dang. Well, I mean, who can use him on their team? If you ain't got no fingers, bro.
Yep. No offense, but kind of useless.
He fucked up. He fucked up.
Why would you even try? I just feel like people when they. Another thing about just being this shit. When you know your body is how you make your money. You need to be careful. If you're a model, bitch, I'm going to need you to eat some salads all the time. If you're a football player, I mean, or basketball player, whatever athlete, I need you to put the drugs down and the alcohol, stop buying up the whole goddamn club and getting drunk, and eat right and work out what you got to do for your moneymaker. Like, come on now. And for strippers, if you don't need to be slouchy, I need your ass to get up and go work out, too. You can go to the gym. It's 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's... Hold up, that was my child knocking on my door.
He definitely has to.
He will.
That do make sense. Like, if you know you need such and such XYZ to fucking have your career, why not take care of it? But,
people don't be thinking. They just want to.
We almost missed our music break. Y'all ain't even say nothing.
Oh, I didn't even realize until you just said, "Oh,
my God!" All right, we got brand new. We got brand new track today, by Dallas artist name is Lil B Man, called "Black Lives Matter." That's gonna kick off the music break.
Whoop.
Another black man killed by another black man. Another black man killed by another white man. Another black man killed. That's the moral of the story. We know he makes no mistakes. To God we give the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive us for all our sins. If they don't take us out, then they taking us to the bin. Either way, we gon' lose. Either way, we confused. Learn about paying tithes. Forget about paying dues. Had a dream like Martin Luther. Woke up and I saw them shooters. Gang member recruiters. They shooting. No need for bloopers. This is just not a dream. We living, man. This reality. 38 snug noses. Sneezing like it got allergies. What they did to Emmett Till is really, really still exists. My ancestors in slavery was silly. No justice, no peace. Give us justice, no peace. Gotta watch my people grieve. Let my people rest in peace. Lord,
trying to ball, call by the wrong draft. You can ask on tail, on sale, on steel. No jail rise, we get shot up in choke slam. Go tell Hampton and them Panthers they attacking, better go sell.
Ghost spread.
Hope going ghost like my folk tell.
Ghost spread.
Dope, I eat cope, overdose fell. Been a long minute since we spoke, but I know well. It was a homicide, been denying this since 07. Family found his body inside of a hotel. Sister had to drive him, she cried till she choked scared. We just keep depriving the pride that we choked scared. Couldn't even weigh how it weighed when my bro left. You don't count the days when you days, just keep on saying. You gon' get it right or get left, just keep on praying. We gon' be alright, keep on fighting, block what folks saying. We gon' see the light after night, lift up your hands.
Black lives matter, matter, matter. Murder, police brutality.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
This rap, this shit gon' bring me limelight. And I don't care, long as the source give me 5 mics. And I can really give a damn about the nightlife. Long as the fam good, long as my mom's right. And lately I've been paying close attention to people who say they want the best for me. As if they really know what's best for me. As if they know the day-to-day with these whack rappers like stress for me. But when you kill like Denzel, the rest glory. Lyric-wise, they see me peeking. When you drive be like Kyrie, they reaching. Every other rapper you listen to, only decent. Plus the kicks your peep on IG, probably kicked it with me recently. So chill, nigga. Major labels see that you for real, nigga. So they gon' have to deal with you or do a deal with you. Either way, everybody see you as a meal ticket. And to deal with it all, you probably got some pills with you. This the life that we live in. Money over fame. Laugh when you get it. It's funny how they change. Who would've knew? Nerd in school. Pulling hoes off haikus never heard in school. A nerve for you to say that I'm acting different. I sent you the music, I told you to listen. I sat and waited for your opinion, knowing you wouldn't get it. Looking at what I look like moving out the hood to move back. No grind, grind. I'm probably the realest nigga walking around with pens and pencils. Thought we knew by now prison's a business, and we just buying into it. No different than Polo and Jordan. We better off buying and bombing fluid, sticking it in. Dead or not, teacher moving on if you read or not.
Wait a minute.
Everybody swear they getting to the check. Last I checked, I lost respect for you niggas. Ain't nothing left for you niggas.
Nope.
I wish the best for you niggas.
Yep.
Probably wouldn't bet on you niggas. Hey babe, pack your bags, we taking a trip. Everybody do it these days. Favorite rapper fall off, but don't nobody boo it these days. Cool with it these days. Taking L's, fake LL, Cool J. Remember when men like women and women like men? It's different now. Men like women and women like men. Tripping, they don't get it. They don't hit the city in them. They don't know it's still the same old, just a little different. They don't know it's still tipping in them. Still wood grain gripping, still double cup love sipping. Kill them young niggas, no time for combo. But still from the land where they drive slow. The wet paint dripping, the car sit low. But the rim's so tall that you gotta get it lifted. At least 6 inches. And if you ain't gonna put the lady by the grill, dog, at least get it tinted. At least get the Bobby Brown inside the tie so Whitney. That's gonna make the haters wanna witness. The hoes fall victim. But this right here is for the critics. Every mention that say I'm a decent writer, but then glorify every nigga that eat behind me. Your girl, she a groupie, she rolling my people like her. But me, I'm kinda picky, no Peter Piper. These days, hoes shaped like a pack of pickled peppers. Run, you pick them better, nigga. Z, get on your shit, your girl belly bigger. Grandma passed, if I get past this, I'd be a better nigga. Barely, these niggas barely know, barely grow. New nigga killing this, it don't feel like no talent show. Closer to the edge, I'm just trying to stay cool, daddy. Fresh bad night. Still searching for new balance. I got a new challenge. Every other rapper that you gather, or you rather be faster than fast, I speed past them. Adios, talk. Vamanos, the team got me. I'm like King Joffy. Joe for no hope for these niggas. I'm no joke. They call it sauce dripping. I call it soul glow. These niggas doing them all. Me, I'm like most deaf. So deaf that I probably should have signed a so-so. I'm ghost on you niggas. Bye.
And we're back. And he's ghost on you, nigga. Bye.
Yeah, I was like, are we back? What's that fat?
What'd you say?
Was that fat?
Yes, that was. Who was the second song by? I guess it wasn't by anybody.
I'm sorry, I double muted myself. The first song, I muted the switchboard on me and my phone, so that looked real stupid. But no, the first song was by His Little B. That was Black Lives Matter. Second one was by Red Shades in Boston. And that song was called Real Definition of Life. And then last one was, of course, by Fast Domino, H-Town Baby. And that was Lionheart.
Oh, Lord.
I like how you hit the H-Town, baby. Really?
Right?
Really? Ain't you supposed to be in Houston this weekend?
No, I was in Memphis this past weekend.
I'm talking about the upcoming weekend. Aren't you supposed to be coming to Houston?
No, I will be in Houston next month because I'll be doing a red carpet. I'll be a red carpet correspondent there. On the 21st, so I'll be there for sure.
For the Go DJ Award?
No. There's a movie. I actually did a red carpet interview for them before. I did it in Dallas, and that was for this new movie that's out called Master Lane, the independent movie, and they're going to premiere it in Houston as well. So I'll be doing be covering the red carpet for them there as well.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to work my way to be something, you know, be on the BET Awards red carpet interviewing folks.
Can you see Sandy on a red carpet at the BET Awards?
I would be reading every damn body.
Oh, yeah. Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah, if you want to get red. And as it is, the key to reading these people is reading them without even having to say, I can make them read themselves. That's a trick to it.
You said you can make them read themselves?
Yeah, you know, I ain't got to do the work. I ain't got to do the hard work. I know the right thing to say to get them to tell them themselves. So I'm like, okay, you know, did the hard work for me. Good job.
That's funny. Yeah, I'll probably be mad at you. Had me out here telling them myself.
Okay.
I was good for this first red carpet out there. I was really good. I didn't do anything messy. It was fun because that's my first red carpet I got to do. And like, man, like it's crazy. Like at the video, man, follow me around. Like the official microphone running around. Yeah. So what you? You know, tell us doing the movie, and it's like, okay, I was too hyped.
Oh, my God. And what is that name of the movie was again? My bad.
I don't know. It's called Madison Lane.
Oh. I forgot all of them. My bad.
Madison Lane. So, that movie would be on what?
It will be coming on DVD soon, but they just been doing it. They've been doing red carpet premieres first, just getting feedback on it and whatnot, and just kind of helping get out there so it can get green lighted to make it a huge production.
Okay. It's so much to go along with the whole production type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, telling you. Just the red carpet stuff was a task. I had to go the weekend before the premiere. I had to go do a promo video for them, and I don't know if they kept the outtakes, but I did like 5 takes of the scene because I was laughing like 2 of them. So I had to redo it like 5 times. But the red carpet was cool, huh?
I said, let me find out you goofy.
Oh, man. I got the video, right? The video. I don't know if I'm posted because I know y'all going to read me next Tuesday. I need to give y'all any ammo. Yeah, so I might not share that to y'all. You know, it's out there. I ain't going to put it all the way out there for y'all. Y'all got flipped.
You know, we're going to have something to say.
As long as you know.
Yeah, no,
they gonna save to your fate.
Oh, I got a random question to ask y'all. You know, why y'all venting on some stuff? Did y'all have churches behind people shooting Roman candles at cars in y'all neighborhood? People were taking them. Okay, you know the little Roman candles, them little fireworks, right? People was lighting these mugs up in the middle of the goddamn street, damn near hitting cars. You do all that running over you went to. Now when half the neighborhood was using Roman candles shooting up in the air, it was ridiculous. I was in a war zone.
That's crazy.
What do you say? Let me find
that.
Okay.
Well, I was in Memphis. We were cutting through like the side. We were cutting through this area right by the university there, and we were cutting through. So we were cutting through the streets to get back to downtown where you stay and whatnot, and having to make the shortcut. We had to cut through. Yeah, go through the hood, and these folks. I mean. I don't think it was not one house that did not have fireworks. It was not shooting Roman candles up in the air from they goddamn house. I'm like, man, I'm from down there and hit cars and shit.
But I didn't know you could shoot fireworks in the city.
I guess everybody said they just didn't give a fuck. You know, like you said, hey, that's what I thought too.
Wow.
Right, because from my knowledge, you're not supposed to be able to shoot fireworks like in the city because of like, you know, all the light poles and wires and shit like that. Dang, that's crazy. I would have been so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it would have hit my car in real life. That probably would have pissed me off.
Yeah, I probably would have been in jail. Just be honest.
We made it safe. Obviously, we made it safe, though, right? I complained too much, but God dang it. I was like, I might have to make it tomorrow. Oh, no. So. But it was fun. But other than that, this was, I mean, it was other funny, some funny stuff that happened. But Memphis was pretty drunk, man. I really did not want to come back. I was like, I don't want to come back. Why did I come back to
Memphis? Why did you go to Memphis? Were you doing another promotion or just out there?
Both. Like, 4th of July weekend is always the best. Like, 4th of July hits, like, Memphis, that's one of the best times to hit up Memphis because, like, Beale Street is just, like,
mm-hmm.
crazy. You don't really got to go into the bars and nothing like that. You can just chill on Beale Street the whole time. And it's just crazy because the main strip in downtown is mainly owned by black people and ran by black people. So it's like weird because you're in this major city that's very known and is mostly ran by black people. It trips you the heck out. It ain't just no promoter over no event. It's the black people own the freaking spot. So, yes, it's a... You just sit back and like, God dang it, man. We on our stuff here in Memphis. So, yeah, it was. And then you can drink in the street. Like, you can buy, like, your alcohol at one bar, take it out that bar, drink it walking up or down the street, and then go to the next bar with the same drink in your hand and still drink that. And then the bars are closed, most of them are close to about 5:00. So it's like, dang, like it's hard not, like they making sure you're gonna have a good time.
Mhm.
And like, there's a video I put up where I was singing karaoke and I had that place set on fire. So it was hilarious. I put a snippet of what happened. So, yeah, people were feeling it, man. Your boy, y'all be hating on my singing on here because I be catching that tea. But,
oh, well, go ahead, then.
Hey, they were feeling it. They were feeling it.
They had karaoke?
Yeah, they had one spot had karaoke. And they were like, you can sign up and say, I'm going to do this song. The song I was going to do, the guy who was hosting the karaoke thing, ironically, was going to do the same song. So me and him performed together, and, like, that showmanship, you would thought we practiced that. Like, but it just, hey, you when you an entertainer, you can just do it off the cut.
So is it kind of like Berber Street? That's what it sounds like.
Yes, I would say. I haven't been to Berber Street, but, like my dad was saying, yeah, it's a lot like Berber Street.
Yo, Daddy, what's your daddy doing on Berber Street, boy?
Hey.
Yo, that turned up on Bourbon.
Mm-mm. He rolled me to Memphis, and like a funny story was because he hung out with me on Saturday, and like there's this drink on Beale Street that it's like this tall. Like canister, it's like 100 ounces of liquor. Yeah, like 100 ounce hurricane. It's like how he mastered that, I don't know. He drunk it throughout the night, but yeah, so it was crunk, man. It was crunk.
When are you going back?
Oh no, I'm back. I'm back. I came back on Monday.
No, when you going back to Memphis, you gotta take me in with you.
I don't know. I'm gonna go now.
Wait,
I'm like,
this bitch gonna cuff me. My bad. Don't kill me, dog. Don't kill me. I apologize. Everybody catch that.
Maybe interrupt steady response with their foolishness.
Okay. We're sorry, Jenny. Yeah, we're sorry.
Now, when you going back again now?
Now, as far as I'm concerned, God dang it, I really did not want to leave.
We riding with you. You driving?
Hold on, wait, you drove?
Yeah. It's like an 8-hour drive, not bad. But see,
eight
you
eight
ask yourself, were you flying?
Okay, that's
stuff?
It. 8 hours?
No,
anything
less than that damn 12-hour drive to Atlanta than we did, I'll go on.
I think it would have been better had we not had all them issues going on with some people, you know.
Uh-oh.
But,
uh-oh. Mm-hmm. That's because, I've did it to where before where, like, we've drawn back and forth to Jersey. Several times. And that's like a 23-hour all together, it's like a 23-hour drive. But of course, we take a break and then start to drive again the next day or whatever. So, yeah, we don't drive the whole 23.
To where?
Jersey, where I'm from.
Oof.
Originally.
Mm-mm, you need a break. That's going to be out having a nigga angry as hell while you're there visiting. Mm-mm.
I bet you're flying.
Flying be cool. Like, flying is cool because, you know, you get to where you're going to get to quick. But, like, when you drive, I always like the, because you get to sightsee. And so you get to stop
at different
spots.
That's too much sightseeing. No, I don't give a. I sightsee on my way to the airport.
Okay, I look out the window on the airplane.
Shit. I see all the sightseeing.
Because matter of fact, like, that's how I first ended up going to Memphis was when I first went to Memphis before. This is my third time going. But I went to Memphis before because it was on the way to Jersey and on my way back from Jersey. So we stopped there. Like the first, like on the way to Jersey, we just got something to eat. But then on the way back to Texas, you know, we stopped. We stayed there. They happened, and ironically, it was 4th of July, and whoo, we was turned.
Turned up. Well, turned up then.
Yeah. So, but the hardest thing for me was because I've done this non-drinking challenge. I've been doing it for about 3 months now. Like, I really held myself to not drinking this weekend. I can't believe it. Like, how did I do that crap? Like, it's alcohol everywhere around me. How did I dodge that?
Willpower.
Well,
I would have failed.
I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Okay.
Oh, you
would
have been ready.
I failed.
My challenge is to try to go the whole the rest of the year.
But look, you got all them holidays and shit coming up. That's what
you're tripping.
Oh, even the worst. My birthday comes up too. Is my birthday is usually around Labor Day weekend, so yeah, that's strong.
Why would you agree
with
that shit?
That's he makes me mad.
Why would you do it last year?
I did it from April 1st. I did it from April 1st until my birthday. Like I didn't even drink. I didn't drink not one thing at all. September 3rd.
Whoa. My birthday on Monday, and I can't even wait that long.
I'm not going to do this with you today. She said she can't wait that long.
I'm for real. I just finished a glass of wine. I can't play with y'all.
Mm-mm.
I wish I had some more, but I'm all out.
All right, people, we're going to go to a music break. Okay. I guess if I just want a little more tanked up. I'll try to even be ratchet. Yeah, I'm be ratchet. Cause shout out to Memphis. I saw a lot of this in Memphis. Big up to that.
Nice little ass back there.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me down. Booty me down. Booty me down. Booty me down.
slide, bitch. Make it bounce, bitch. I make it rain, trick. This was stripper shit. Then I deer down. Make it wiggle down. Left ass cheek, right cheek now. Hit the splits now. Making pussy sounds. 3-point stance. Time to get it now.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me 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 down.
Make the ass flat. Y'all bring it back. Where them girls at? Time to hammer that. Toot it, then I boot it. Coochie is a target. And if she not about it, step up out my office. Got my homies now. She booty them down. We took it to the crib. Gang that booty down. I'm talking freaky shit. Time to get around. Twerk special session. It's time to get it now.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me 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 down.
Okay, where them girls at? 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 Time to dig down. Time to dig down. Time to dig down.
Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down. Booty me 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 down. Down. Down.
Ricky Wayne the mixtape. You feel me? Yeah. First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I don't want it if that ass don't sit like a horse. I be ballin' on these niggas, got me feelin' like sports. Dash got so much wood, I could build me a fort. Ain't too many things I ain't done yet. I'm the king of this shit, crowned by the toilet. I'm just barely getting started, you already upset. Got a tiger as a pet, I just took him to the very. Homie, I be making hits, I'm the rap Derek G. To let your bitch ride on me like she was on the feeder. If the pussy ain't good, then I probably won't feed her. Little homie, you can keep her, cause I really don't need her. I ain't worried about feats, a homeboy, use a pee on toilet seat. Ass nigga, man, I swear you getting peed on. Man, my jury's so cold, I walk around with the heat on. My alarm clock set, just in case they wanna sleep on. I'm a full-time player, hopping out an alligator, sipping lean annihilator. Homie, I'll annihilate you. If you think you wanna battle, you gon' have to pay some paper. I just hit her and I quit her, I will never ever date her. It's the same how I'm barely getting love in the city. Travel to another town, you can bet the fucking women. I be killing this shit, pray to God they forgive me. They say when you blow up, don't forgive me. Man, I've been on fire ever since they made the lighter. My boys will pull up on your homie, I ain't talking diapers. Walk into your function, on point, I'm like a sniper. My girl bad like Dej Loaf, so don't try. Flexing, now you on with homeboy, you ain't ready. 10 times sharper than Michael Marvin said it. Been about the money, I ain't worried about the fame. About to have everybody saying, who is Ricky Wayne? That means.
Hey.
This is
first
so random,
baby,
but
I
know
my first time actually hearing that song, yo.
Huh?
That's my first time actually hearing that song.
You play too much.
Hey.
I am so serious.
I like this song.
I'm not surprised somebody recorded me this weekend, but people tried to have a dance off against me. Bad idea.
Oh, Lord.
Never try to challenge me. Don't do it. It's a bad idea.
I don't want to stay. Don't be like it. That's my song, y'all. Yeah. I don't know the words. I like that song. There's so many songs like, hold up. What? Gee, bitch, I want to go back right now. Oh, wait. You saw that video, Ansel?
What video?
Go, best friend. That's my best friend. Some shit. You better work.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I seen, like, some other people.
Hey, they was holding out the first night about that song, but the second night, the dude was like, oh, me, you from Texas, man? What song do you recommend I play? I said, bro. He said, what song you recommend I play is going to have everybody go crazy. I said, bro, play that, throw that in the circle. You got to play it. You got to throw the that's my best friend on that mug. Watch them lose their mind. Bam.
Yeah. They was correlated.
Hey,
I haven't been in a club in 50 years.
They was in there. Throw that in the circle.
Angela, we old.
As hell.
We don't even know who the club was.
We was at the family reunion and they played Chingy, the right third. And I saw doing the chicken head on them. That shit was
okay,
so
okay,
all right. Funny. Okay.
We are going to stop you now.
The breakdown was so real.
I was
that's my shit.
How you know you get old with all the old songs. You get crunk on them songs. You be like, oh, shit, I remember that shit.
I haven't heard it in a while, but they played it. They played it on Saturday. They played Tip Drill. I was like, "Wow!" I heard Tip Drill. I don't know how long.
Mhm. Now she will, even though that's not that old, but she will. I had, remember at first they played this song every other song on the radio, they played that. I think today. Yeah, they played it today on the radio. I was like, "What?" I haven't heard that song in about 2 years. Okay. That's what they need to do, like, switch it up. Don't play the same stuff over and over again. Then you just turn the radio off and shit be riding
silent. That's why I don't listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The song that cracked me up the most is because I'm thinking about doing a video tour. Like, I'm going to have because, like, people are talking about Christmas in July. I'm going to put on a Santa Claus outfit and whip to it. That Drake song, Know Yourself, and you go, I was running through the six with my woe.
Oh. What is a woe? What does a woe stand for? I know it's like your friends and shit you kick it with, but what did they get the woe part from?
Let's ask my favorite place that gives us the hood definitions. All right, so first we'll give you what the English dictionary says what a woe is. A woe is great sorrow or distress. They had a complicated tale of woe. Synonyms to that are misery and sorrow. That's a real definition. Or things that cause sorrow or distress. A woe by human terms.
You heard me? Things that cause sorrow or distress, niggas. Okay. It explains it.
So, which this originated from New Orleans? Thank you to UrbanDictionary.com for helping us proper black people who don't know what these words mean. A woe is an associate or a friend.
But if in a dictionary it says sense for sorrow and different types of negative things, Who the fuck would decide? That shows that whoever come up with these words, these motherfuckers don't know a dictionary.
Hey, make your pro.
I'm just going, oh, well, my woes. Do you know what that means in a dictionary? Like, what? That's just...
No, but it sounds better than rolling with my friends.
And the thing is, it actually woe does stand for something. It stands for working on excellence, as far as the term that is coined by Drake and is used in his song Know Yourself, which is used in a sentence, I was running through the six with my woe.
Drake, to joy, man.
Okay. Please, have several seats.
I'm giving that to you. I'm just doing what I do, man. I just let us go real quick. I'm helping black people understand what the words mean.
It's a beautiful word.
I guess.
That's what his thing is,
Drake,
though, making up words. Like, hyper, ain't that what his name? The other word was, hyper. Hell yeah, fucking right, you're right, shit.
That YOLO, is YOLO his?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to get him to sit his ass down
somewhere.
I don't know what I hate, man.
Because at the end of the day, that's how that shit goes, man. I was
running
the six
of
my world.
Yeah, people, these rappers and shit. Come up with a lot of bullshit, dumb shit, and all this other dummies follow. For real. All this gay-ass shit, polishing your nails, wearing hair shirts. There's nothing fashionable about that. There's nothing exciting about that. There's nothing crunk about that. That just shows your ass is really gay. Because a real man ain't doing that bullshit.
No, what get me is when a straight man call another straight man bae. That is, bro, like, that is...
Well, no, they all do that, so I ain't going to really just say... I know a lot of niggas that do that, niggas that won't even look at some, talking about some damn nail polish. Yeah, right. Now, they say, what's up, baby? Oh, baby, I ain't doing nothing. What's up? What's going on? Niggas just talk like that, but if you come around with some... Your outfit look better than mine, we got a problem. We both showing our stomachs, and you look better than me. What the fuck? That ain't going to work. And these niggas will be extra nappy-ass dreads. Please go get your dreads done, because I'm just tired of seeing that Brillo pad on your head. That's horrible.
Who?
Huh?
Who has a Brillo pad on their head?
Just saying these rappers and niggas with these nappy-ass dreads. Like, you can get your dreads retouched up. Like, come on now. I should be able to distinguish the separation between your dreads. It should not look like a field of grass with some damn... It shouldn't look like a field of uncut grass. How about that?
He
has a picture now.
But in real life, it's already 10 o'clock, guys.
Thanks for listening.
It's gym time for me. Yeah, I'm going to get sexy.
It's bedtime for me. I got to go up in the morning.
Oh, gym time. I said it's gym time for me.
Oh, no. Gym time is this morning. That's a bedtime
okay.
for me.
So, you guys follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, Houston Riri. Instagram and Twitter is Houston _ Riri, R-I-R-I. Thank you for listening. Good night. Peace. Bye. Angela? Angela?
Oh, she checked out. I guess what she was at. She thought we was already gone. Looking at her.
You guys can follow her at, what's her name?
I am Angela. Yeah, I am Angela.
And her name is
Damn.
All three of those. That's her name. Follow her. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful night. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Bye.